Sometimes I meet people who arrive at this step and are scared because just as they reach retirement age, their investments are heading down. Never fear. If you have quality investments, they will come back. Besides, you don't need all the nest egg it wants to retire on. You just need some of the income from it. Be patient with the market while living off the income the nest egg produces. You can choose to be a little more sophisticated, but until you have over $10 million, I would keep your investing very simple. You can clutter your life with a bunch of unnecessary stress by getting into extremely complex investments. I use simple mutual funds and debt-free real estate as my investment mix. Very clean, simple investments with some basic tax advantages. Always manage your own money. You should surround yourself with a team of people smarter than you, but you make the decisions. God did not give them the responsibility over this money. He gave that to you. Celebrities and pro athletes often lose their entire fortunes because they give up the responsibility of managing their own money. The Bible states in the multitude of counsel, there's safety. With baby step 7, build wealth, there is a subsection B, another milestone. The second milestone within becoming wealthy is the pinnacle point. Growing up in the suburbs in Tennessee, I grew accustomed to riding a bike and facing hills. To a 7-year-old with one gear, a huge hill looked like Mount Everest. I don't know which kid in history did it first, but the technique for small guy bike hill climbing has been passed down for generations. The switchback. Instead of pedaling straight up, we would painfully go side to side, taking a small bite at a time of our Tennessee mountain. The unpopular players' baseball cards made a slow click, click, click through the spokes as we made our ascent. The heat seemed oven-like, and the beads of sweat turned into rivers. You pull on the handlebars with all the power your arm muscles will produce to push your legs down on the pedals one more time. Push, push, breathe, breathe, until you finally reach the top. What do you find at the top? Those of us that have pushed up some unbelievable hills know what I found that Tennessee summer day at the top of the hill. I found that perfect moment. The perfect moment when you push the pedal one last time before going down a huge hill on the other side. The perfect moment where you hang in the balance after all the sweat, the work, and the agony, and a smile breaks across your face.